Hello, friend.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Hello, friend.
Hello, friend.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Jay Garvin's, the host, right here, the Jay Garvin Show that you've tuned into on KRDO, or if you're listening to my podcast on KRDO website, or even iTunes, your download. If you're listening, I appreciate you spending your valuable time with me. I'm Jay, and I'm your friend. For over 7 years now, going on 8 years, for over 325 shows, podcasts, recordings, I've been coming to you, helping you understand home and mortgage through a simple talk show. We go beyond homes into real estate, investing, financial stability, budgeting, financial independence, wealth building, residual income, and complete financial independence. But we also go into mortgage. See, sadly enough, the definition, the Latin breakdown of mortgage is death grip. You have a gauge, and that's a grip. Like, you will take this tool and use this gauge to grip this drawing or piece of paper or lead pencil, whatever your gauge is. And then morta, of course, is death, and you've got your mortgage. And you need to learn how to be freed and liberated from that mortgage, because I've been put on earth here in the studio in my days at home and at my company, Churchill Mortgage, where I'm an ESOP, Employee Stock Ownership Plan owner. I've been put on earth to help you pursue debt-free home ownership, because debt-free is having real freedom, and having a home, or even better yet, multiple homes, for me personally, is the best way for you to acquire and achieve income and wealth in a residual or a passive status. I did a show and a podcast last week called The Four Quadrants of Income, where I spoke about how you earn income as an employee, how you earn income as a self-employed small business owner, how you earn income as a business owner where you have a system, you know, like Bill Gates still earns money from Microsoft as a business system, and of course then investors, the ultimate. But today, I'm going to talk about something totally different. Today, I want you to really focus, because I'm going to be talking about real estate and one of the most important aspects of real estate. The only thing more important than your team is actually having the resources and the knowledge of real estate and mortgage and finance and investments so you can put together and assemble your team. Well, today is the most important member of your team. I do want you to reach out and call me at 719-330-1457, 330-1457 for your next purchase or refinance transaction. I want to earn your business. I not only host this show and podcast, but I also am the business development manager for Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. So I want to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction so we can pay the bills. Keep the lights on. Right, Matt? Keep the microphone on. Keep that fancy computer with all that digital stuff you got going on over there on. Just to have fun is not enough. We got to pay for the bills, and it's very simple. If you do a mortgage with us, we promise you the perfect client experience and a competitive program and a lot of wealth-building knowledge along the largest financial decision you'll ever make. And in return, I can continue to bring you this show for free. People say, well, Jay, it's not important to stay with a local mortgage company or real estate agent or business. That's a lie. If you do your loan with Quicken or LendingTree.com, you're going to make someone in Detroit rich, and you're certainly not going to pay for the next dance lessons or soccer lessons or tennis lessons or the next switchback soccer team. Your money stays local when you work with local people. So give me a call at 330-1457. I'd love to help you. And Matt, before we go to break here, I want to announce the name of this show with a drum roll, please. This is a classic called Listen to Your Listing Agent. Yeah, listening to your listing agent. If this was given to you by your real estate agent and said, hey, I don't want to tell you how to make decisions, but Jay Garvin's will really give you insight on the importance of a listing agent. And the premise of this show is my screw-ups. How's that for experience exposed? Yes, I just finished listing over the last 6 months and selling a house that I have on Pine Avenue for the first time in more than 10 years. The last time I sold a house, my wife and I, it was 2009. Since then, I've just been acquiring homes, actually renting until 2012. But between 2012 and 2019, my wife and I went from no homes to now 8 homes. We're now under contract for an 8th home, but we just sold one because of capital gains exemption. But my selling the house is not the story. It's the real estate agent. In this particular case, Justin is my real estate agent. Your real estate agent can be totally different. I have a lot of great real estate agents that gave input. Mark, a good friend of mine, gave input on this. He's one of the top listing and buyer agents in town. Pauline gave information on this show and listened to your listing agent. Diana gave input on this. We also had Julie gave input on this. Lisa gave input on this. Aaron gave input on this. Dan gave input on this. All of these are great listing agents and more that I want you to actually listen from my standpoint, a client's standpoint, why it's important to listen to your listing agent. See, when I listed my house, I actually had input from not only one, my listing agent, Justin, but I had input from Diana, who gave me input, who helped me buy a house earlier in my endeavors. I also got input from Kevin, who helped me buy this house that I was now selling. And sadly enough, I didn't take any of their input, and therefore, in the long run, it ended up costing me at least 3 to 4 additional months on the market, that's conservatively, because I could have sold my house, I know, in less than 60 days, period. But instead, it took me 6 months to sell this house in a very desirable neighborhood of Ivy Wild and the Broadmoor. The sales price was $550,000 was the final sale price, but all of these agents said, hey, Jay, I'd suggest you list it for $585,000 or $595,000 or $575,000 were the numbers that I was given. But somehow I thought my nails and my hinges were gold, that my house somehow was so much more valuable than the rest of the houses in my neighborhood. And I don't arrogantly say that's actually what I thought, but we always think what we own is more valuable sometimes than it really is. And I'll tell you, the thing that stumped me the most was that there was a brand new tall, skinny, two-story with a garage up underneath it in the Parada Homes townhome on the street next to mine, Woodburn, that they had listed for $650,000. Now, of course, he hasn't sold that house because he's making the same mistake I did. But instead of going to the market and creating a bidding energetic frenzy, I ended up being so high with my listing cost that I demanded from my agent of $625,000. I got a lot of showings, but I ended up chasing the market because my price was too high. And as we came down, people will buy when you get in the sweet spot. If you're below the sweet spot, they'll bid it up. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to be talking this whole hour about listening to your listing agent and how you can benefit from it and eliminate stress right here on The Jay Garvin Show. You're listening to KRDO News Radio.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your Home Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage.
How can you hear me when you listen out loud?
Thanks so much for sticking with me. My name is Jay. I'm the host right here of the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Also, the weekly podcast that's put right out on KRDO.com. You can go into KRDO, click radio, go through there to the Jay Garvin Show, and then you will see podcasts. There's endless, hundreds of podcasts. that are between 9 and 15 minutes long, you can go to iTunes, not Apple Play or Google Play, but iTunes, and go to The Jay Garvin Show and get a copy of this radio show in its entirety and many, many others. But today's subject is listen to your listing agent. I want this to be a instant cult classic. I want to get a half a dozen copies of this and give it to my best agents because I want you to know what you and I don't know that the listing agents know and that would help you dearly. See, the whole premise of this show is that I listed my house and now I told Justin that I was going to do this show about him and for him because he was the utmost professional, just like Mark is that I work with, just like Aaron is, just like Teresa is, just exactly like Dan is, just like Ashley is, just like Ryan is, just like Adam is. The list goes on and on, just like Leif is. All of the agents that I work with, Lisa is, these agents just want to do their job and it's so important that we listen to our listing agent, because when I listed my house on Pine Avenue, I'm very excited. I bought it for $385,000 and I sold it for $547,500, just under $550,000. Nearly full asking price was $550,000 by the time we had chased the market all the way from $625,000 that I demanded that we start the listing at with Justin. And he said, Jay, if I have any advice for myself, it would be I would have pushed back on you harder. But the premise of this is that I ended up selling a house that could have sold in 6 days, but instead I took 6 months because the price was too high. The balancing demand of price will always level out in the competitive area. You're not going to get more than your house is worth unless you're way down below the market in the $200,000 or maybe $290,000 price range. You don't even have bidding wars anymore in the mid to low $300,000 range, and you certainly don't have them at the $500,000 or $600,000 or $700,000 price range. But the premise is that I'm still blessed to sell the house, but I could have had a much quicker and much more desirable experience because Justin and I went through not one, not two, but three different contracts. And when your price is that high, you know, you start to get to a $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, $900,000 contract. The seller has less footing and the buyer can make more demands. And let's be realistic. In my listing my house at $550,000, it isn't too far off the realm. As I look at the economic statistics, Empire Title and Bill McAfee puts these out, and you can find them on the internet. The months of inventory in each price range, I'm looking at the statistics for August of 2019, it takes a house priced $500,000 to $749,000, almost 3.79 months to sell. In July of 2019, when I was on the market, it was taking over 4.25 months to sell. But way back in June of 19, it was only 4 months to sell. So it fluctuates. But the bottom line is as you go forward, if you and I go back all the way to September of 2018, get this, it still was 3.66 months, almost 160 days to sell. If you go all the way back to 2017, that was the last red hot market in 2016 and 17, when interest rates were low, prices were affordable, stuff was flying off the market, a $500,000 house would sell in 2.5 months. Well, my house took 161 days to sell. So that's not bad at all, but that's 5 months and a couple of days. But I just had a friend of mine, Matt, who sold a home in Nashville, Tennessee. He's the CFO of All of Churchill. And he said, Jay, my house was on the market 3 days. Now, lo and behold, what was the unique factor of his house having a bidding war and only on the market 3 days? He said, Jay, we gave it away in a fireside sale, and he did exactly what I should have done. He has a lot of acreage. He has a beautiful house. He had some outbuildings, some horse stables, and he sold this house for $850,000, and some houses in this price range were selling as much as $950,000, and he bid it up, and it sold fast. That's an example. So what I want to tell you is, the outline that I want to follow with you in our discussion, just you and I, between you and I about listening to your listing agent is this. Why do some people look tired and other people look rich? It's how they think and act. And I'll tell you, Justin did a great job, but after selling my house after 6 months, I could have made $25,000 to $50,000 more dollars, so 5 to 10% more if I would have listened to my listing agent. And I could have saved a lot of stress having the house gone in 2 months rather than 6 months. People don't understand the cost of holding an asset and the actual additional expense. My wife and I had to make 5 extra mortgage payments in a vacant house. We've never done that. We sold a house in 2009, and it did take about 4 months to sell, but we lived in it. This was a vacant house that I bought owner-occupied in 2012. Very, very blessed. Bought it for $385,000. I did sell it for $550,000, just a bit under that. Like I said, I think $547,500. We gave him $2,500 during the inspection phase. The gentleman we were blessed came in and bought the house for cash. But prior to that, we had 2 contracts, one like in May and one like in July, that were miserable. The people weren't qualified. They weren't nice. They were asking for things that were unrealistic. But I think every challenge is meant for the glory of the kingdom, and it helped me learn to where I am today. If it would have been an easy, schmeasy experience, I couldn't bring this radio show to you. So my pain is your deliverance. And another thing I want to share with you, the big, big takeaways for this are just simply listen to your listing agent. Make sure that you interview multiple people, 2 to 4 people. Go with a local agent all the time over an iBuyer or a discount broker. You don't ever get full value when you try to discount and go with Redfin for 1% listing point, and then you don't have your local presence, you don't have the accuracy in pricing, you don't have individuals bringing you through the steps that I'm going to share with you today. But you don't know that you need an agent until you really need an agent. So you don't know what you don't know. And I've had this on multiple occasions. I didn't even know that I needed Justin until I needed Justin. And some of the things that Justin talks about, hey, Jay, here's some big things that are important to me when I list a house for someone. Property pricing, the accuracy of pricing, is one of the most important things in his eye. And I agree, because if he and I would have went into the market at 575 rather than 625, I believe it would have sparked quick, incredible interest and sold right away, probably for $20,000, $25,000 more than I did after 6 months. Number 2, he says the high quality of exposure. You're never going to get high quality exposure with an iBuyer or a discount broker. Exposure is not just on the internet. Exposure is the influence of other agents, knowing that Justin, Mark, Aaron, Teresa, Ashley, the list goes on and on and on, have a strong reputation in town. But also getting the deal closed, actually doing the hard work. I've had so many stories, at least 5 stories of how Redfin or Home Bay or some internet-based listing agency got a house under contract right away, but they can't make it through the inspection phase. They can't make it through the appraisal phase. They can't make it through the negotiation phase, because where there is no personal representation, there's no personal representation. So I'm really going to kind of unpeel this banana, pull back the layers of this onion, and say, call me. Call me for the credentials and a list of the most qualified agents in town. If you're listening to this right now from your agent, please listen to them and know that this is one more piece of value to help you make your decision. I'm not telling you to choose the agent that gave you this podcast or CD or WAVE file, but I am telling you that if you're getting this from one of my accredited and trusted personal partners in Pikes Peak region, then I know that they check off all of this block. And what is the block? Before we go to break, this block is that these people, I promise you, are going to help you sell your house. They're going to help you protect your interests. They're going to help you make a profit. They're going to walk you through your real estate experience in the perfect client fashion. These people are going to help you price the house properly. They're going to give you high quality exposure online. They're going to give you great aerial photos. They're going to give you great staging suggestions. They're going to give you great credibility with other agents in town, which is the most important thing in the Pikes Peak region. But most importantly, they're going to help educate you and transition from the mind frame of we don't know what we don't know to actually an educated seller, a profitable, happy, successful seller. And I'm telling you that that's the most important thing. More important than the money is your experience through the entire process, because life is too short for money alone. You have to have great experiences, and I want to help you do that. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to finish up and proceed with listen to your listing agent right here on the Jay Garvin Show. So after these messages, I'm going to be back. We're going to do a little bit of housekeeping. And I do, if you're listening to this message right here over the weekend of October 12th of 2019, I want you to sign up for my investment property class on the 19th of November. There's only 5 spots left. You go to churchillcolorado.com, pull down the classes and events tab, sign up, and I'll help educate you once again. That's a class worth $95. When you buy it retail, you get that for free. Don't go anywhere. Give me a call at 719-330-1457 if you've got questions over the break about listen to your listing agent or whether you want to get into the class or just sit down and start your next purchase or refinance transaction with Garvin's Group at Churchill Mortgage. Back after these important messages.
It's a great day, I'm feeling good. Oh, the possibilities of what I could, oh, do with the world.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
Garvin's here. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO. And also, you can get a full copy of this on iTunes as well, just under the Jay Garvin Show. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. You also can go to churchillcolorado.com, put your information on the right-hand side of the page. If you have a question about this show, for me personally, in real estate or mortgage, or even if you just want to get your next purchase or refinance transaction started. I'm going to jump really fast. There's the knock on the door. Do a little housekeeping. You're listening to Listen to Your Listing Agent recording. But I want to talk about business just a little bit. If you're in the Pikes Peak region, it's incredible the amount of construction we have going on. There is another building that's being built up at the north and the northeast by Powers and the Woodman Interchange, another 280-unit apartment. And 10 years ago, it was a celebration when one of these went up, but now there's many going up. And that's happening because the baby boomers are retiring and downsizing, but more importantly, the millennials are growing up and going through college, graduating, get rid of their debt, and now they're living independently in these apartments and then in houses. And it's the perfect time to buy because houses are appreciating and it's not going to stop soon because it's a supply and demand issue. The next housekeeping issue I'm going to talk about is the Fed. The Fed fund rate, y'all know back in September, the Fed lowered the interest rate for the second time. They did it July 31st of 2019. And those were the first two decreases in more than 10 years since December of 2008 when they started to decrease. 10 straight years during the Obama administration. And what that means is that there is a transition in the economy. Please be aware. I love those individuals that are going to listen to this classic, listen to your listing agent in 2020 or 2021, because the recession will have already come and gone then, and it's going to be a financial, banking, and Wall Street recession. It's going to have no effect at all on the real estate market whatsoever. It may slow it down, meaning slow down the growth for a month or two, but houses are certainly not going to get less expensive or go down in value like they did in 2008. And it's important to know that Jay Powell probably has about a 25% chance for one more decrease in the calendar year of 2019, but don't bank on it. Interest rates right now are very, very affordable. A conventional rate is at like 3.99 with no origination and no points, and a government loan is at like 3.625. So that's some housekeeping I wanted to share with you. Also, if you're actually listening, not to the replay, but the show today, the 12th of October 2019, or the replay this Monday or coming Tuesday, go to churchillcolorado.com and sign up for my very last class of the year. It's an investment property class, real investments for real people, building a team and following a roadmap. There's literally only 5 spots left, and you can go to churchillcolorado.com to catch it. If you're listening to this as a replay, you can still go there and see what classes are on my current calendar. Pull down the classes and events tab and just click and register, and my office manager will get you in that class. So back to the show. That's called Listen to Your Listing Agent, okay? Listen to your listing agent, and I'm telling you that because in listening to your listing agent, you will make more money, you will be more profitable, you will have less stress, You will have a far more superior experience in actually going through the listing of your home. And many of these principles apply just as well to your buyer agent. In fact, as I go through and give you some examples of stories, I told you the show outline and the whole premise of the muse for this is the fact I just finished selling my house on Pine Avenue that we had from 2012 to 2019. We made good money. It's great that I'm giving you this example and story when we were still very profitable instead of miserably unprofitable. But I believe I could have been more profitable and it could have been a more enjoyable experience if I would have actually listened to Justin, my listing agent. So I ended up demanding, encouraging, forcefully pushing the listing agent, Justin, and also Diana helped me. She said, Jay, I think you should list your house at about 585. Justin said, Jay, I think that's okay. I could go as high as 595. Let's keep it in the fives. And then Kevin, who helped me buy the house in 2012 for $385,000, said 375 is about right for that neighborhood in Ivy Wild or the Broadmoor. It is a rancher home on a quarter of an acre lot. It had a separate 2.5-car garage on the back of the property, a nice long 130-foot driveway rancher with 2 bedrooms and 2 baths upstairs and 3 bedrooms and 2 more baths downstairs. So it's a gorgeous rancher laid out on a magnificent lot with apple trees and crabapple trees and a 75-year-old elm tree in the front yard, choke cherry trees, plum trees, another maple, silver maple tree in the back. It had a fire pit and a beautiful shed. It has Tuscany lights stretched the whole yard. The concrete driveway is big enough that we fit a 40-foot tent with a band in it for my 50th birthday. It really is a gorgeous house in perfect condition, stucco. Everything is gorgeous inside. And if I just would have listened to my listing agent and priced it at about $575,000, and then had an explosion of not only activity, because I had an explosion of activity when I put it on the market, but everybody said, nice house, too expensive, nice house, price too high, great house, wish it was lower in price, if you get the message. Where there was a house right down the street on Woodburn that was in School District 11 rather than School District 12. School District 12, if you're listening to the CD and you don't live in the Pikes Peak region, is just one of the two most desired school districts. Very close to the high school, the junior high, and the elementary school. And this house on Woodburn was easily worth about $400,000. Not much more. It's a duplex on a busy street, upstair duplex apartment, you know, down below a walkout basement, duplex edition. And the gentleman that I know as well with the agency listed that one, and he listed it low, I think at like $395,000, and there was a huge bidding war all the way up to $450,000. Now, there's big price point differences between $450,000 house and $550,000 house where mine eventually sold. But he sold surprisingly well above his price, and I sold surprisingly right at or a little bit below my price. And it's all because of the listing agent. See, if I would have created not only a burst of activity like I did, because it's an appealing home and appealing neighborhood, but also a real fantastic price, then you would create a fear of loss, a frenzy, a bidding war. Now, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know how it would have been, but I guarantee you I've seen it 15 separate times in less than 6 months where people have listed their house low, even in the 500, 400, 600 range, and it goes up. But the big takeaways are is that you really don't think you need an agent until you need an agent. And I thought Justin was just going to be an ornament on a really easy process, but he wasn't. He was an integral part of keeping me focused, of keeping things positive, not getting wrapped around the axle. And I have good friends of mine like Mark and like Aaron and Teresa and Lisa, Ashley, Dan, and the list goes on and on and on of people that gave me input. And these are some of the things they stated. Justin Hermes said, here's some examples of what I think in value that I give the most to my clients. Number one, now that he knows this, he said he'd push harder. He's learned some things too on his next listing, is that pricing the home properly is absolutely key. And instead of chasing the market like we did, you can come in explosively and create a positive frenzy. He said a lot of agents buy the listing where they just say, oh, sure, you want to list it for $1.2 million, sure, we'll do it, and they'll sit on the market. Another key component that Justin stated is that, Jay, you have to make sure that you bring your pricing adjustments down in big chunks and you don't crawl down the market. See, big price adjustments, pricing adjustments fast. Like, if we couldn't sell at 625, Justin and I came right away down to 615. And then we came right down to 6. And then we went right down to 575. And lo and behold, once we got down to 575, we got a lot of activity. And then we got three separate offers. The third offer we loved, it was at 550, and we brought the price listing down to 550, and it sold full price at that mark we had agreed upon, and it sold for cash. And the gentleman loved the home. He didn't have any issues with it at all. And Justin said, as Mark has said, of other professionals, the best thing to do is find that buyer that sees it, the agent that they have represented him wants to give an offer right away, and it's easy schmeasy down the road. When people think it's too expensive for the value that they see in the walkthrough, then they're like, ah, I'm going to pick it apart. Some of the other things that are very, very important that Justin said, hey, look it, I bring value by the exposure and the online presence of the property. I want to bring credibility with other agents. See, Redfin can't do that. I'm telling you, Redfin can't do that. Homebay can't do that. These online buyers can't give you credibility in the market. They can't get the deals closed in the murky water through the inspection, through the appraisal, keeping people positive and on board. Coordinating the logistics. Justin also said, don't get wrapped around the axle when they say your fireplace needs to be serviced. Don't take it personal. Because whenever you take it personal, you lose. Don't take it personal. Now, some of the big things that Mark said, another listing agent, is important. I said, what's the number one thing you bring to clients? He said, trust. So with a good agent, you should feel trust right away. And I'm telling you, you want to interview 2 to 4 agents, whether you feel like it or not. I want you to check out 3 different mortgage price quote rates, service, perfect client experience, whether I like it or not. I want you to check out the price of 2 or 3 hammers or the make and the quality of it, whether you like it or not. And Mark said, number one is that you offer trust and you provide trust. Second one is that your listing agent should provide you direction, knowing where they want to go, hearing where you want to go, and helping you get there. And then thirdly, guidance. If they don't give you guidance, if they don't give you direction, if they don't give you a sense of security and overall value, then you shouldn't be working with them anyways. But it really is a case that you and I don't know what we don't know. Another story is when I was working with Diana, I found this house, and Justin also said, hey, I helped disagreements because this case I was buying and she was representing me, but I loved the house, but me and the seller couldn't get together on some replacements of some skylights and some things. So with my pride, I walked and he walked. I went and made another offer on another home, and she said, Jay, I know I can make you this offer on Woodburn and submit it for you, but you really like that house back there on Three Eagles. Can I go back to talk to the agent and make this work? And a long story short, she made it work, and today that house is 25 to 30% more valuable than the one down the street in Woodburn because I didn't know it was in a different school district. I didn't know it was on a busy street where this one was on a quiet suburban corner. All of those things matter, and the agent gave me direction. They'll give you direction as well. But before I go into the power segment, I want to tell you that it's up to you. And many times we don't know what we don't know until we go through the scenario. You don't realize that you really need an agent until you need your agent because it's too late. I had another Redfin gal who said she's going to go with Redfin, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't do your loan. She called me 2 months later and said, hey, I need your help. I'm falling through the cracks. And I'm like, I can't help you because I'm not in the transaction, and I don't jump in at the last second because all the blame goes toward me. See, she didn't know what she didn't know, and I didn't know what I didn't know until I needed to know it, and thank God I had a strong listing agent who was there for me. So stick around as I wrap up the power segment, the podcast segment, about listening to your listing agent right here on The Jay Garvin Show. You're listening to KRDO News Radio.
My mama told me you better shop around. So you can see, oh, what's going on, yeah, what's going on,
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for listening. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show and podcast right here on KRDO. This is my power abbreviation, my final segment where I bring my entire show to you in one 9-minute consolidated segment. And today's show is listen to your listing agent. Listen to your listing agent. It's how to get a great listing agent and then listen to them. The importance of a listing agent, what you should look for. And you can get a hold of me at 719-330-1457. I'd love to earn your business in your next purchase or refinance transaction. Not only do I host the Jay Garvin Show, but I also am a licensed mortgage originator, and I have an entire team, a branch manager, and a team of originators that can help you. And I'm affiliated with Dave Ramsey through our company Churchill, and he's trusted us for over 26 years. You can trust us as well, and you can also go to ChurchillColorado.com. You also can get an extended full version of this radio show and podcast, a full 54 minutes right on iTunes, not Google Play or Apple Play, but iTunes, and that's complimentary. But the bottom line is with listen to your listing agent is that if I would have listened to my listing agent, I would have sold a house maybe 4 or 5 months faster. I successfully sold a house at $550,000, just under that, but I bought it 7 years ago for $385,000. It's a good experience, but I critique myself in saying, if you can learn from the mistakes of others, which for me, I was pretty strong-headed through the process, you want to make sure that you listen to your listing agent, and in this case, I should have listened better to Justin. You should listen better to Mark. You should listen better to Teresa, to Aaron, Ashley, Adam, to Leif, Ryan, to Lisa. The list goes on and on and on. Whoever your listing agent is, just listen to them, because we don't know what we don't know. And we certainly don't think we need an agent until we really need an agent. See, we don't know what the real estate world is like. I'm in the mortgage world, parallel to it. I've been more than 16,000 mortgage transactions, and I still get lost in real estate because I'm not in it every day. So if you think some iBuyer, internet buyer like Redfin or someone's going to sell your house better than a local agent, you're just mistaken, and you're going to get what you pay for. It's proven that a listing agent can get you 5% or more for your house than any other individual, and their fee, it's like an inspector. You know, an inspector does an inspection on the house, and when they get you extra things in the purchase, they pay for the cost of themselves. That's what a listing agent does. And some of the big takeaways for me personally, really personally, is this. I think that when you list your house, you need to make sure that you're being represented. Okay, that's so incredibly important that you're represented and you feel a connection to the person that you're working with. And I want you to interview 2 or 4 people. And as soon as you feel a real natural connection, move forward and listen to that listing agent. But, of course, for me, the number one thing is I want an agent to actually sell my house. You can be the nicest person in the world, but if you don't sell my house, you're not doing your job. I want them to protect my interests, and sometimes I don't even know what my interests are. I definitely want them to make a profit. For me, Justin helped me make a profit. I've listed my house with John before, and he helped me make a profit. I bought a house with Kevin and with Diana, and they have helped me get a house at a much more competitive price. One time, Justin helped me buy a house against a discount agent, and it was like watching Rocky Balboa with, like, a 3-year-old kid. It was just sad. Because the seller had no representation at all, and Justin's job was to get me representation, and the seller was great. We were good friends with him. But in 2017, we bought a house with $20,000 of seller proceeds of fixing the floor, getting all new appliances, making sure that the paint and the exterior and the roof was all new, because my agent advocated for me, and he helped me get it at a more competitive price. And I want my agent to help me walk through the process and learn along the way. But that's me personally. You have to write down what you're looking for. I will tell you the best agents that I spoke to, I asked Mark, hey, Mark, what do you offer your clients? in one or two words. He's like, wow, that's tough. I'm like, don't think, just say it. And he said, trust. I provide a trust between me and that seller, or even that buyer agent in his case as well. Because he said, if you don't have that trust, then no one's going to work well together. Number two is direction. I offer my folks direction, and I'm paid to lead, and I lead. And number three, I offer guidance along the way. Hey, this is how the inspections work. You know what? The appraisal's going to take 10 days of the VA transaction, and just be patient. Lean on me. I'll help you through it. And the bottom line is all those are words of value. Trust, direction, guidance, they're words of value. And more specifically, other agents said, we offer professional pricing on the property. We offer high-quality exposure, both locally and online. Big one was, we offer credibility in the community because when they see my name, they know that I can deliver it and they're willing to trust their buyer with my seller. And the fact of the matter is, all of the agents I talked to, they said, I get deals closed. And you can be the most well-intended person in the world, and if you don't get deals closed, then you don't have to listen to your listing agent. You need to end your listing contract. I'm telling you this, and if you can't get a house closed in 6 months, unless it's above $1 million, you want to consider going to another agent and assess whether it's your issue or the listing agent's issue. And you need to fix things fast, agents said. If you're going to listen to your listing agent, make sure that they're fixing things fast. Because we don't know what we don't know. We don't know that we're not supposed to get emotional about a fireplace that they want fixed and we take it personally. Because when you take it personally, you lose. And you want to make sure that your experience is profitable, and you want to make sure that your experience is professional, and you want to make sure that your experience is worth it, because life is too short. And you know, if you've been listening to my radio show and podcast, at the end of every segment and show, I say, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Not the listing agent or even selling or buying the house. Just to your loved ones and your relationships, especially your most immediate family, your siblings, your children, your spouse, your parents. And if you've not found your passion and your calling in life, give me a buzz. I'll help you. Because that's what I found in you, the radio listener. Someone that I would serve, someone that I would go to every week, every month, every year, because you add value to me. So you want to stop, drop, pray that God would deliver that to you right now, because it's worth it when you find your passion in life. And mine is to guide you and others through debt-free home ownership and financial independence, period. So you then can sow into the kingdom. So feel free to call me at 330-1457. That's area code 719-330-1457. Or go to churchillcolorado.com. Thank your agent for giving you this CD. They didn't pay me to do it. I'm a no-bull, bottom-line guy. And I'm going to tell you my opinion. And people have told me many times it aligns with the truth quite a bit of the time. So don't go it alone. Go through it with a great local listing agent. And remember, always, like I said at the beginning, I'll say at the end, listen to your listing agent. You've been listening to the Jay Garvin Show and Podcast.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road...
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend here.